Fiona Kelly is back with us with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Trapped in nightmare and like the apocalypse. Those are the lead headlines in today's Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror, alongside images of residents trying to clear debris from mud-covered streets in Valencia yesterday. And in its coverage of this week's flash flooding, the Irish Examiner reports that while the death toll is currently at 158, many more are still missing. The Irish Independent leads with the line that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are banding together to block the Green Party's plan to hit drivers with new anti-pollution taxes before the election is called. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail reports on another row between the Greens and their coalition partners over spending on roads. The lead story in today's Irish Times is based on a Deloitte report criticising finance and governance procedures at Commission na mBan, inherited from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. The report from last May was released to the paper under an FOI request. Tonight's League of Ireland final between Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne provides the Irish Sun with its lead story, alongside the caption, "Ready to Rumble." The paper runs with a picture of the two managers, Damien Duff and Stephen Bradley, both punching the air in glory. Controversy over a banner opposing an Irish primary school, which is due to open on a site in East Belfast in September, generates the lead story in the Irish News. The paper reports the police are treating it as a sectarian hate crime. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on concerns surrounding the death recently of a number of animals at Belfast Zoo, including an alpaca, a capybara and some flamingos. A troop of monkeys are also said to have escaped from the zoo. Elsewhere this morning, the death of former RTE broadcaster David Davenpower receives extensive coverage. In an assessment of his contribution to journalism in The Independent, RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst describes him as insightful, eloquent and scrupulously fair. Back in the front of the Times, Jennifer Bray reports that Dublin City Council is investigating complaints about posters erected by Fine Gael election candidate and Senator Mary Ciri Kearney along the route of the Dublin City Marathon on Sunday, wishing the runners well, confirming that she put up 15 posters along the route for less than 24 hours. The candidate tells Bray that she has huge respect for the runners and their charities. The Times gives coverage this morning to a finding by the Workplace Relations Commission that it has no authority to rule on a claim made by an aspiring monk who alleged that he had been denied a place in a monastery in County Meath because he mentioned that his father was a traveller. The Commission stated that it couldn't make a ruling since admission to live in a religious community is a mutually agreed arrangement. Also in the Times, Olivia Kelly has a story about a plan being put forward by residents of Dublin's Docklands to develop the historic graving docks beside the Grand Canal Basin into a community facility with a floating lido, saunas, food trucks and a pocket forest. The Star has a story about a six-year-old Yorkshire Terrier cross called Teddy, who was stolen from his owner's car in a busy car park in Ballincollig in Cork on Wednesday afternoon. After his owner blitzed social media with a campaign to get him back, Gardaí tracked Teddy down in a disused building in the early hours of yesterday morning. And finally, lots of today's papers give coverage to this year's Word of the Year as selected by Collins Dictionary. Those of us of a certain age might have a different understanding of the word brat, but its use this year as an album title by the British singer-songwriter Charlie XCX has redefined the word for a new generation. We're told that brat now means someone with a confident, independent and hedonistic attitude and lifestyle.
Does that mean they've got the riz, Fiona?